Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, we've got Greg Mattson, Director of SSD Strategic Planning and Product Marketing from Intel in the studio with us. Welcome, Greg.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have someone in talking about SSDs. And I was going through your title. That's quite a job. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what your role is at Intel and how that contributes to our larger technology efforts?
It's a pretty unique job in that we do both strategy and marketing within the same group, the NVM Solutions Group. So my job spans from defining our business strategies, product strategies, and all of our products all the way through essentially product EOL, product launch, product EOL, and working with our design-in teams to make sure that our large customers, you know, and our channel customers, frankly, have what they need from a marketing perspective to make it easy to design in SSDs.
So SSDs, we've talked about them a few times on Chip Chat before. Why don't we talk a little bit about why they're so critical today and how do they interface with things like making big data easier to extract value out of?
The speed at which typical spinning media can handle the processing of big data essentially has not changed for a decade, right? So the processors, the networking, everything is getting faster. The disks and the I.O. has not changed. And that's where solid state steps in and really creates a new paradigm in performance and can accelerate a Hadoop workload, for example, just the SSD alone by, you know, 60 to 80%. When combined with other Intel technologies, our latest processors, high-speed networking, and our optimized Hadoop stack, we can cut massive Hadoop jobs down from many hours to a few minutes.
Something new happened with Intel, a release of a new product line. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we just introduced our first PCIe product with the new NVMe interface. It is the highest performance SSD by far that we have ever produced. We're super excited. So NVMe is the first interface for I.O. that has been designed specifically for non-volatile memory rather than spinning disk like SATA and SAS. And that allows us to obtain dramatically higher performance levels, much lower latency, and essentially, we call it modernizing data center storage because you can reduce a lot of hardware that you used to use with a SATA-based system and consolidate to one or a couple NVMe drives hooked up straight to the CPU.
Why is it so important to have a technology that is specifically designed to non-volatile memory? And what were the drawbacks from the legacy technologies?
Well, I'll start with the drawbacks. First is usually you're putting SAS or SATA drives behind a host bus adapter. That introduces unnecessary latency between the processor and the I.O. The NVMe interface allows you to go straight to the CPU. Now, why is the interface important? Because it reduces the software overhead fairly dramatically, as well as it's a much wider interface so that you can get much higher bandwidth and IOP performance through the interface, which you just can't get through SAS or SATA to the same levels.
So basically, you couldn't deliver the full capability of the SSD without a new interface to actually communicate with the rest of the box.
Absolutely. With NAND flash memory, the performance is 100 of X's bigger than spinning media. I can't remember the actual numbers of hundreds of X's, but it's a lot. And that's NAND. That's today's NVM technology. We're also working on future NVM technology that are another several orders of magnitude faster than NAND. And so we needed to create a new interface that allowed those medias to shine and not only get the most out of the media, but allow the media to get the most out of our CPUs and really provide very compelling cost of ownership story between the CPU and the storage to our customers.
Now, obviously, the NVMe interface was not the only innovation that was driven with this generation. Do you want to talk about some of the other innovations?
These drives are our first products to use our 20 nanometer high endurance technology NAND. So we do have existing products using 20 nanometer, but it's what we call read intensive optimized. So these are high endurance products. They will offer far and away the best dollar per performance at a high endurance level. The next thing is the performance. Our performance out of our NVMe drives is roughly equivalent to one NVMe drive, roughly equivalent to six SATA drives. In our drives, our SATA drives are world-class SATA drives, by far the most widely deployed SATA drives in data centers. And so to be able to provide 6x performance is pretty awesome.
So when we talk about high endurance drives, it sounds like the marathon runners of the SSDs. I don't know. What do we mean by that term, and why is that important to customers?
Endurance relates to the number of times you program and erase the drive. So program erase cycles typically are the hardest on NAND. Historically, people think that NAND wears out, and it does if you use the wrong drive in the wrong application. We have our high endurance drives for write-intensive applications. So you can write this drive 10 times a day, every single day for 5 years, and we guarantee the performance and the data retention over the life of that time.
So you've described a really great value proposition. Is there any changes in form factors as well?
Yeah, we have two new for us form factors. I mean, first we have a half height, half length add-in card, very standard PCIe add-in card form factor. And then the exciting form factor that comes with NVMe is the 8639 2.5-inch form factor. This form factor allows the same performance, same capacities as our add-in card, but in dramatically reduced space, and allows you to provide hot plug functionality, front panel accessibility and serviceability, and compatibility with the existing SATA and SAS interfaces.
Where can people find out more information about Intel's SSD drives and what we're doing with NVMe technology?
Well, we have all of our product information, as well as the information on the P3700 product family, on intel.com/SSD. And it's actually one of the most popular sites on Intel.com, so we're excited about that. The launch is one day, but the exciting part's coming. With our customers announcing their systems, and there's a couple of dozen customers designing multiple systems with this drive in it that'll be launching over the next, you know, say, 6 months. That's going to be the exciting part, is getting these products out in the market.
Greg, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure, and we'll have to have you on the program soon to hear what's next in development of SSDs.
I look forward to it, Allison. Thank you very much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.